This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. A giant Iraqi flag is flying over the Green Zone, the well-fortified area of Baghdad where the U.S.-led occupation maintained its headquarters until it was dissolved today. The handover of authority from Ambassador Paul Bremer to Iraq's interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi was short and a surprise, coming 2 days ahead of schedule. NPR's Emily Harris is in Baghdad. Emily, tell us about today's ceremony.
Well, indeed, it was short. It took about 20 minutes, and it was small. There were few enough people that you could actually sort of hear the individual clapping echoing around the room. Ambassador Paul Bremer, who has been the administrator here in Iraq since the end of last spring, Iraq's Prime Minister Iyad Alawi and Iraq's President Ghazi al-Yawar sat on yellow couches talking and then stood up just before the formal handover. Bremer gave some documents to Iraq's Chief Justice and then read a letter. This is what he had to say.
As recognized in UN Security Council Resolution 1546, the Coalition Provisional Authority will cease to exist on June 28th, at which point the occupation will end and the Iraqi interim government will assume and exercise full sovereign authority on behalf of the Iraqi people. We welcome Iraq's steps to take its rightful place in equality and honor among the free nations of the world. Sincerely, L. Paul Bremer, ex-administrator.
Now, Prime Minister Alawi took the opportunity to say he is determined to hold elections by January. He had said yesterday security might cause delays, which caused some worries around the U.S. officials here. And the Iraqi president, Ghazi al-Yawar, said there is no way to turn back now.
Now, why was the handover 2 days early and done under such secrecy?
For two main reasons, Renee. One being security. It had been widely assumed that the June 30th handover date would have been a target for people who are trying to disrupt the handover of power and the new Iraqi government. The other is political. The White House says that it always wanted to have the transfer happen as soon as possible and had been considering doing this over the past week. They say that Alawi actually made the decision to speed it up last night after the individual ministries had all transferred. And regarding that early handover, this is what Ambassador Bremer told Prime Minister Alawi.
You have said, and we agree, that you are ready now for sovereignty. And we think it's an important part of our obligation as the temporary custodians of Iraq's sovereignty to meet your request that we return sovereignty to you today.
And that was Ambassador Bremer telling Prime Minister Alawi why they decided to speed up the handover.
And what was the significance of the handover in practical terms? That's a big question, of course.
Well, in practical terms, Ambassador Paul Bremer is gone. The administration, the U.S.-led occupation administration, it has been dissolved. Many of the people are still around. Some of them will transfer to the American embassy, which the ambassador is expected to be coming in quite soon. There are some restrictions, of course, on this interim government. They do, for example, have the authority to spend their money, but there's an oversight board, an international oversight board, to do auditing. All the laws that Paul Bremer put in place will stay in place unless the government actively seeks to overturn them. And, of course, there's 150 or so foreign troops still in the country, and they will be here for at least another year and a half, it's expected. So there's a lot of things that actually stay the same on the ground. As far as new authorities, the Prime Minister is already expected to make some announcements regarding some possible new security measures today, so there may be some changes that he'll initiate on that.
Emily, all this comes amid the capture and the threatened beheading of an American Marine. What's the latest?
Not a lot more news since this story first broke early this morning when Al Jazeera broadcast pictures of this Marine wearing a white blindfold and then zoomed in on his ID that showed he's a Marine on active duty. This is Corporal Wasif Ali Hassoun. The Marines confirm that he has been missing for a week and that this man that was shown blindfold on TV is in fact him. It's not yet clear whose hands he's in, but of course, as you mentioned, there have been threats to kill him, and the Marines are keeping a close eye on this and trying to figure out what to do next.
NPR's Emily Harris in Baghdad. Thank you very much.